This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How much football does Tom Brady have left as one of the best passers in the NFL? He turns 40 today. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're listening in 11 minutes. I got some audio I'll play for you and for Danny that he hasn't heard yet. And I want to see if I'm a jerk or if this is funny. We'll play a game. Are you a jerk or is this funny?
We'll call it jerk or funny.
Yeah. It'll be a fun game. Tom Brady last year, 28 touchdowns, 2 picks. Missed 4 games with a suspension. Would have thrown for 4,700 yards. His rating was 112 for the season. His career rating is almost 100. His career rating is basically what Kirk Cousins has done the last 2 years. Think about that. Right over 97 as a passer.
Amazing.
How many seasons do you think he has left like last year? Where he could be the MVP of the Super Bowl, they could win 12 games because on his shoulders, they are one of the best teams in the league.
Because they're just so good. And the scheme is designed to allow him to be upright, to not get hit.
Is it crazy? I think he's got 3 more seasons left.
It's not at all. The number I have is 4. I could totally see it. I could absolutely see it.
So you could see, this is his age 40, then 41, 42, 43-year-old Tom Brady, throwing for 33 touchdowns, 9 picks, and being one of the best players in football.
Yeah, because they have the cheat code to football. In other words, like, you know, the
and sometimes
code.
Actually cheat.
Well, it's only happened multiple times. But so they and then they win like a couple more Super Bowls, and now he's bored, and now he's like going to do a Michael Jordan, go play baseball or something because he was a potential minor league catcher. Like it really is amazing because that organization is better than any other organization in the history of sports. What they're able to do in a time of ultimate parity. They're not affected by it. The personnel churns continuously. It is absolutely remarkable. So it may just be, this is too easy. I'm going to go home. This is not enough of a challenge. I'm going to watch my kids hang out with my model wife, who makes 10 times as much money as I do.
Right.
Maybe I'll just do that.
All right, so here's what I'm looking for, and here's what Danny wants on the phones right now. 800-636-1067. Old guy successful athletes. Players who really old were really good. 800-636-1067. Here's a list I will start running through with you.
Ooh.
Last year, Jaromir Jagr was still in the NHL. Jagr debuted in the NHL in 1990. Danny, I was 2 years old at that time.
You were 2.
He debuted when I was 2. I'm 29. That's 27 years ago that he debuted in the NHL. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I hear what you're saying.
He's 44 years old now. He played in every single game for Florida last year in the NHL. He scored 16 goals and had 46 points. He was actually an impactful offensive player as a 44-year-old. Jaromir Jagr, really good old guy athlete. Who you got?
There is one answer to this. Now, there are multiple answers, but this is the answer.
I was going to say, I got a lot of answers here.
There are a lot of guys who did well at 40 years old or later. Now, I think he cheated his bag off. I think this is one of the all-time great cheaters. I think he got tired of people making fun of him because he was fat when he went to Boston. He had a couple terrible years. Then he went and cheated and did some stuff
starting
in Toronto.
David Arias
on me? Oh, no. He went to Toronto, was a Cy Young candidate, all these different things. After turning 40, this guy won 61 games.
Roger
had
Clemens.
An ERA of 1.87.
Roger Clemens is in George's box.
After turning 40. I'm going to say it one more time. After turning 40, his ERA was 1.87.
That's insane.
For 5 years. Now, he cheated, I think, to get there, allegedly, whatever you want to call it. But after 40, Roger Clemens was great.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good one. John Stockton was a super old guy who was still really good.
He could still play.
10-time All-Star before he turned 40. After he turned 40, you got to go back to that 02-03 season where he would play his last days with the Utah Jazz. He was still very good. Averaged almost 30 minutes a game. Played all 82 games as a plus 40-year-old NBA player. Here's another one. Brett Favre, or as I've said on this show, my former guidance counselor, Henry Askew, once called Burt Favre.
Burt. Hey, Burt.
Brett Favre, unretired. He earned his 11th Pro Bowl berth and led the Vikings to the NFC Championship game after turning 40.
One of my favorite sports calls ever, by the way, is the radio call when Brett Favre had that stupid, but he's a gunslinger, that dumb pass in the NFC title game where he threw it back across his body for an interception.
Yeah.
And the Minnesota play-by-play guy is just so depressed. There's a pass by Brett Favre, and it's intercepted, and the Vikings are going to lose the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he is crushed.
That happened in 2009, by the way. That same year, little nugget for you. I barely worked here at 106.7 The Fan at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I had been brought in to help Chris Russell, who was on the beat at the time. Russell kind of convinced CK, I think, to like let me like follow him around Redskins Park because I was friends with him from XM. And I was doing very little at the radio station at that point. But I got into some fight with Chad Dukes on Twitter because I said that I didn't like. I thought Brett Favre had a bad interception or something.
Brett Favre made a bad throw.
I think what happened was he threw a terrible pick and I celebrated it because I wasn't a Brett Favre guy.
Yeah.
And Dukes got so upset at me and blocked me on Twitter and like yelled at me about it.
Was that the first time you got that he blocked you?
That was my first time getting blocked by Chad on Twitter. Was over Brett Favre in 2009.
So I've only
true story.
I've only think been blocked once. It's when Chad had a stance that he said oatmeal raisin cookies were better than chocolate chip cookies.
That's not correct.
Which is blasphemous and irresponsible. And so, we argued for a while. And then I think I got blocked by that. But I've been unfollowed and followed no fewer than 10 times.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
So, that happens a lot. But how many times have you been blocked by Chad?
I mean, I guess I wouldn't know.
That's a good point.
Unless you look it up, like, on the perfect day if he unblocks you.
That's a good point.
That one time, I know that he blocked me then because he actually said, "You're blocked." And I said, "Oh, that's funny, Chad."
That's adorable.
And then I went to tweet at him, like, "That's funny."
And
it said, "You have been blocked.
You've been blocked."
And I thought it was going to be till the end of time, but eventually he softened his stance.
Back into good graces.
Let's go to Reese in Fairfax. Hello, Reese.
Hello, fellas. How are you? It's the first time I've called, and I enjoy your show.
Appreciate it, bud.
The guy that I remember that you guys might not remember is a guy by the name of George Blanda.
Played well into his 40s. 26 years.
Yes, he sure did. And he had his best years as a quarterback at the end. He started out with Chicago, essentially, with the Bears, and he was a kicker. He didn't want to play quarterback. And so they finally wound him through the AFL, first started out. And the Raiders were good, and they had a guy by the name of Darryl LaMonica. Mad Bomber. Yeah.
Was that back in the day, Reese, where the kickers would like literally take one step forward and flat toe kick soccer, like the front? I mean, not even soccer style.
Well,
but, like,
they
toe kick.
He was a front kicker. He was not a soccer kicker. It was not until probably 68, 69 when a lot of the soccer kickers came in. I didn't look this up, but I think it sticks in my memory. It was like 67, 68. It was around the time of Namath when Namath won the first Super Bowl for the NFL. And they were competing against each other, they and the Raiders. But Darryl LaMonica would come in, the Mad Bomber, and fourth quarter would come up. He made four or five consecutive fourth quarter or sudden death.
Wow. Thank you, Reese. Good memory.
Bud.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. We're looking for old guy athletes who had success. Tom Brady turning 40 today. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Love the show as always.
I'm
going a little old school on this one, man, because I was a pitcher myself. So Satchel Paige, man, the guy was pitching when he was 59 years old. I mean, it's just incredible.
Got drafted at 42, I believe.
That's insane. I mean, that'll just never happen again.
Like,
thank you, Joe.
Like, hey, we weren't interested in your services for the future. Not just a one-year thing, but we're going to draft you for the long haul at 42 years old.
Our boy Rich and Olney's got to go in. What's up, Richard?
Richard.
What's up again, guys?
Hey, Bob.
Randy Johnson threw a perfect game once he was 40. So that's got to be up there with one of the best.
Absolutely.
Good call.
The end of his career, thanks for ringing us, was astounding. Randy Johnson was pitching in the big leagues at 45 with the Giants. You sleep on that.
Really?
Yes.
I did not have that.
His last season in the big leagues, he made 17 starts in 2009. He was 45. But he had a sub-4 ERA with the Diamondbacks in a hitter-friendly ballpark in 08. He actually had a pretty dominant season as a 41-year-old with the Yankees. And his age 40 all-star season, he finished second in Cy Young voting as a 40-year-old with the Diamondbacks in 2004. I believe that was the year that Rich was just referring to the perfect game. I got audio you absolutely want to hear from a guy saying so long to his audience in Buffalo, and we'll keep taking these calls because it's fun next. 800-636-1067. By the way, this is very like Andy and Tom of us. because I've been listening to what they got going on this week. Like, we are kicking it old school right now.
We just talked Grant George and Bland and Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah, we're giving you book reports. You're listening to The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.